We pan down to a family eating dinner in a 1950s Norman Rockwell-esque dining room. There is a family gathered at the table.
Hey, wait just a minute. Who are you? Stella, one of these darn kids jumped in front of my car. Come out here. Help me take him in the house.
Mom, is that you?
There. Now just relax. You've been asleep for almost 9 hours now.
I had a horrible nightmare. Dreamed I went back in time. It was terrible.
Well, safe and sound now in good old 1955.
1955? You're my ma.
My name's Lorraine. Lorraine Baines.
Yeah, but you're so thin.
Oh, just relax now, Calvin. You've got a big bruise on your head.
Where's my pants?
Over there on my hope chest. I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin? Why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that's your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear. Oh, I guess they call you Cal, huh?
Actually, people call me Marty.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Calvin Marty Klein. Do you mind if I sit here?
No, fine, no, good, fine.
It's a big bruise you have there.
Lorraine, are you up there?
My God, it's my mother! Put your pants back on!
So tell me, Marty, how long have you been in port?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I guess you're a sailor, aren't you? That's why you wear that life preserver.
Coast Guard.
Sam, here's the young man you hit with your car out there. He's all right, thank God.
What do you think you were doing in the middle of the street, a kid your age?
Don't pay any attention to him. He's in one of his moods. Sam, quit fiddling with that thing. Come in here to dinner. Now, let's see. You already know Lorraine. This is Milton. This is Sally. That's Toby. And over there in the playpen is little baby Joey.
So you're my Uncle Joey? Better get used to these bars, kid.
Yes, Joey just loves being in his playpen. He cries whenever we try to take him out, so we just leave him in there all the time. Well, Marty, I hope you like meatloaf.
Well, listen, I really...
Sit here, Marty.
Sam, quit fiddling with that thing and come in here and eat your dinner.
Ho, 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 look at it roll. Now we can watch Jackie Gleason while we eat.
Our first television set. Dad just picked it up today. Do you have a television?
Well, yeah, you know, we have two of them.
Wow, you must be rich.
Oh, honey, he's teasing you. Nobody has two television sets.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic. This is where Ralph dresses up as a man from space.
What do you mean you've seen this? It's brand new.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a rerun.
What's a rerun?
Oh, you'll find out.
You know, Marty, you look so familiar. Do I know your mother?
Yeah, I think maybe you do.
Oh, then I want to give her a call. I don't want her to worry about you.
You can't. Nobody's home.
Oh.
Yet.
Oh.
Listen, do you know where Riverside Drive is?
It's on the other end of town, a block past Maple.
A block past Maple? That's John F. Kennedy Drive.
Who the hell is John F. Kennedy?
Mother, with Marty's parents out of town, don't you think he ought to spend the night? After all, Dad almost killed him with the car.
That's true, Marty. I think you should spend the night. I think you're our responsibility.
Well, gee, I don't know.
And he could sleep in my room.
Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go. Thanks very much. It was wonderful. You're all great. See you all later. Much later.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Coming from upbringing, parents are probably idiots too. Lorraine, if you ever have a kid like that, I'll disown you.
Doc?
Don't say a word!
Doc?
I don't want to know your name! I don't want to know anything about you!
Listen, Doc.
Quiet!
Doc, it's me, Marty.
Don't tell me anything!
Doc, you gotta
help. Quiet. I'm gonna read your thoughts. Let's see now. You've come from a great distance.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell me. You want to buy a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post.
No!
Not a word. Quiet. Donations. You want me to make a donation to the Coast Guard, to the Youth Auxiliary?
Doc, I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
My God! Do you know what this means? It means that this darn thing doesn't work at all!
Doc, you gotta help me. You are the only one who knows how your blank machine works.
Blank machine? I haven't invented any blank machine.
Okay, all right. I'll prove it to you. Look at my driver's license. Expires 1987. Look at my birthday, for crying out loud. I haven't even been born yet. And look. Look at this picture. My brother, my sister, and me. Look at the sweatshirt, Doc. Class of 1984.
Pretty mediocre photographic fakery. They cut off your brother's hair.
I'm telling the truth, Doc. You gotta believe me.
Oh, so tell me, future boy. Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Well, then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis? I suppose John Wayne is the first... Or Jane Wyman is the first lady.
Whoa, wait, Doc.
And Jack Benny is the secretary of the treasury.
Look, you gotta listen to me.
I got enough practical jokes for one evening. Good night, future boy. That was something.